Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb time as we roll along. Good Friday to you. All right, so again, we'll get back to conference championship chatter and NFL chatter, but we got the good of the day to get you into the weekend.
Good of the day. Well, this will take you all the way through the weekend into Sunday.
All right.
Possibly into Monday. And this is for the females out there.
Yes.
Because one Joe Burrow might be the hottest man in the NFL.
Right. That's what I keep hearing.
I mean, with all these videos are popping up, has pushed him to become the number one trend. Or I don't know if he's the number one trend or number one searched person on TikTok.
I told you, I saw that video and I laughed hysterically with that guy saying, "You think your girl doesn't know football? Ask her who the quarterback of the Bengals is."
Yep. Since then, I've seen about five different types of videos all centered around the same thing. You know, which is just, you know, a picture of Joe Burrow and then a woman popping up going, "Yes, please."
Yeah.
Yeah, simple. Joe,
there was what's that girl's name, the gymnast at LSU?
Olivia Dunn.
Olivia Dunn. There were people telling Olivia Dunn, "You should date Joe Burrow."
Yes, why not?
Like somehow athletic royalty in Baton Rouge should be going together. Just like when A.J. McCarron dated Miss Alabama. It was like they ended up getting married. It's like, you might as well. Your Prince football and she's Miss Alabama goes together like, you know, like
pancakes and syrup.
Pancakes and syrup. Olivia Dunn, Instagram, gorgeous young lady. Might as well go get the Joe Burrow. Yeah.
Why not?
He's very popular with the ladies of the United States.
It's weird. It is very strange because, I mean, his star, this meteoric rise of him is, I don't really know if I've seen it in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. It's really crazy. It's we were just talking about this week.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the on-the-field stuff.
Right.
But it's the off-the-field that, you know, it's starting to become Joe Namath-esque.
It really is. I was trying to say, like...
And the thing I haven't seen him in, like, one commercial.
No, I don't see him in commercials either. I don't see him in commercials. That's really funny. I don't see him in commercials either. He's not really been marketed as much.
He might be now.
Am I missing it?
No, I mean, probably...
Like, I would say this.
Outside of Cincinnati, I'm certain he's doing things in Cincinnati.
Hi, I'm Joe Burrow. Please go to Pete Steiner. It's got the best...
But outside of Cincinnati, I don't think I've seen him in one thing.
Right.
I feel like that's going to change soon.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is all over my TV selling the insurance.
Yep.
or anything else. You might as well.
Just need to win one Super Bowl, Joe, and you'll never – well, he's never going to work a day in his life again. But you'll never have to – I don't know what – in his life.
Right. I don't know. It's really crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, a lot of it's very like some of the, like my daughter's friends. They're all into Joe Burrow. She's a senior in high school. They love Joe Burrow. They love him.
Yep.
He's the Timothy Chalamet of NFL quarterbacks.
All right.
That's how you know I am a father of a young teenage daughter.
Timothy Chalamet is. Okay.
I know who he is. I had to ask
like a Chris Hemsworth.
This is I got to watch more movies or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So Apple Apple had an ad, right? And it had that kid Chalamet on, and he's in there complaining not really complaining, but he's wondering why he doesn't have an Apple series, and like Jason Momoa has an Apple series, and Leonardo DiCaprio has an Apple series, and he doesn't. But there's one shot of him being in a car, and there's just girls pawing all over the car. So I said, "Amberly, come here for a second. Who's this?" I didn't even know who he was. I go, "Who is this?" And she had to explain to me who he was. And then she said, "Did you see this?" I go, "Yeah." She goes, "He's in that." "Oh, okay." Like, I didn't know he was that popular. So now I know who he is. He's the Joe Burrow he's the Joe Burrow of acting. Can we go down that road?
Maybe.
I don't want to say Joe Burrow is the Timothy Chalamet. I don't know much about this actor, but I want to say that Timothy Chalamet is the Joe Burrow.
I'm looking Timothy Chalamet up right now, so I'm getting a better idea.
Right.
I have heard the name. I just, you know, you show me a picture of him, I don't think I ever would have guessed.
I had to be reminded of what movies he was in. So to me, is he a movie star?
I think he is.
If I don't know what movies he's in, or am I too old?
I think we're too old.
I think
to
we're
know
too old to
star.
Know that. Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, she went through a couple of movies, and I'm like, never saw it, never saw it. She goes, did that? I go, oh, yeah, I did see that.
It
oh,
looks like
that.
He's going to be in a new movie called Wonka.
Wonka, yeah. I had to look him up, too. I was like, all right, fine. But Joe Burrow is the new guy, man. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, Tony, is, you'll enjoy this one, Oreo.
I love Oreos, man. I'll eat a whole box.
I know. Hold on. We'll get to that in a second because okay. they're dropping a new flavor, Tony.
Are they?
And it's going to be the most Oreo ever. That's the actual name of the Oreo.
Right.
Because the cream is a cookies and cream. The cream is actually infused with broken pieces of Oreo cookie.
Okay, wait. Is this like when you look into a mirror of you looking into a mirror, like you looking into a mirror and
so,
it just
yeah.
goes on for eternity?
Kind of like that, yeah. You'll look at the Oreo cookie and then you'll see the cream and there will be bits and pieces of Oreo cookie inside the cream.
Oh, God.
Now, here's where the bad is, and I'm going to read it how I wrote it, okay? Unfortunately, it will not hit store in time for you, Tony, to have one more conference championship challenge.
That's right. Exactly.
It debuts in stores January 30th.
This is awful. Awful, awful, awful. So when I was in college, I'll reset the story. When I was in college, my roommates and I decided we're going to have championship fun, got a bunch of snacks. I bought a box of double stuffed Oreo cookies. And from the moment kickoff happened to all the way through the end of the game, I kept eating these cookies. And I was eating them for, 7 hours or whatever?
Yeah.
I got to the end of the game and I had like 5 or 6 Oreos left. And my roommate said, you got to eat all of them. You got to eat a whole box of Oreos by the end of the game. And I wasn't sick of the Oreos. That's what's really bizarre. I wasn't like, you know how you see like these eating shows? But that's trying to consume something in a short amount of time.
Oh, I'm sure if you polished them off in an hour, you probably would have been
sick. But I ate like 4 or 5. Eat them 4 or 5. And again, young, much healthier, right? If I did it today, my wife would take me to the emergency room.
Heart was probably still pumping really
probably,
hard.
But it could handle it. I was like 20. You know what I mean? So I'm eating them. I finish it. And then afterwards, I sat back and went, I ate a whole box of double stuffed Oreos. Not in a whole day, in the process of 2 championship games.
Yeah. And that's why I bring this. That's why I brought this one up. I put it in the bat of the day because I would have loved for you to try the most Oreo and take on your own self-imposed challenge.
I would have to go to a cardiologist, but if he gave me the clearance and said, you know what? Go ahead. As long as you
only live once, Tony.
Just do it. I would try it again. I love them. Yeah. I love them.
But keep your eye out for them.
I will definitely get them
when they come out. And it'll be easy because, you know, normally they're in a blue bag, Oreos.
Right, right.
This is like a black and white bag.
Oh, very good.
So it's very, I mean, you could totally tell with the most, you know, that it's the most Oreo. And it says the most Oreo ever.
By the way.
That's the name of the cookie.
I don't recommend you eating a whole box of Oreos, no matter how young you are.
No.
Don't.
No, I think
it was pretty dangerous. But I did it. So it's on my list of accomplishments in my life that I hope when I leave this earth, somebody mentions it at my memorial.
Well, maybe that'll
somebody,
be your tombstone.
Maybe it'll be the
shape of an Oreo cookie.
Tony D lived a very long and fruitful life. He ate a whole box of double stuffed Oreos for the 1992 AFC and NFC championship games. Like, that would be great if somebody could mention that. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is that after a great showing at this year's World Cup, Tony.
Yes?
The U.S. men's national team is now without anyone in charge.
Well, tell me what's going on there.
So, you know, they put their coach on leave.
Right.
Because of the whole fiasco with Gio Reyna. We talked about this a while back. Soccer mom was a little upset.
Yeah, but it stemmed from a 1991 incident, right?
Well, like that. It started with Gio Reyna's parents leaking a story that happened, 19 years ago about current head coach kicking his then girlfriend, but now wife of 31 years. Or I guess not 19 years ago, when they were 19, I should say.
Right, sure.
But his wife of 31 years or, you know, something like that. So he is on leave. He's, you know, he was replaced by an interim coach. He hasn't been fired yet. So just keep that in mind, all right? But he's on leave. Since then, the general manager, Brian McBride, he told everyone that he was going to leave the U.S. Men's National Team program shortly before the World Cup started, that he was taken off. And then this week, Ernie Stewart, who was the sports director of the U.S. Men's National Team, he quit to take on another job. So literally, they are without the sports director, head coach, and general manager. It'd be like the Buffalo Bills losing the president, the head coach, and general manager after a great season.
All right. Well, they better get their act together.
Yeah, it's not like these 4 years are important, Tony.
Yeah, let's get their act together. We were really excited. We're going to be excited when they have games here in the United States in 4 years. Get your act together, U.S. soccer.
That's the best young team we've had in a long time.
Exactly. Eitan Shander coming up in 20 minutes. Talk Philadelphia Eagles.